I want you to imagine with me a newspaper comic strip. In the first box, there is a judge dressed in long flowing robes, gavel in one hand, nose in the air, eyes closed, hand upraised, refusing to see the petitioners who are seeking a decision. And among them, there is a widow. We recognize her by her long black robes and her black lace veil. She carries a Torah scroll, a reminder of God's commandments. Those commandments include directing the people to provide for the vulnerable, for the widows, the orphans, the foreigners dwelling in Israel. In the first panel, she may be at the back of the line of petitioners. In the second panel, we see her being turned away by the judge. The third panel shows us the judge with a black eye and the widow with a curled fist. We laugh at the humor. A widow attempting to knock this judge's block off. We appreciate the irony. A public official cowed by a petitioner. We recognize the reality. This world is not yet the kingdom of God. Injustices abound. In 2017, Hurricane Maria devastated the islands of Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory which lacks representation in our national government. Following Hurricane Maria, the U.S. spent $3.2 billion to repair the island's electrical grid and earmarked another $10 billion to rebuild the aged infrastructure. To date, that money has largely gone unspent. Earlier this month, when Hurricane Fiona raged across Puerto Rico, it knocked out power across the island once again. Numerous media outlets have since reported on the rampant corruption that has stalled any substantial work on infrastructure and has now created yet another crisis for the people who call Puerto Rico their home. A New York Times report reveals that 9 mayors and 1 governor in Puerto Rico currently face charges of corruption. And we know that the poor suffer the most in a crisis such as this. They lack the financial resources necessary to evacuate or to own backup generators. They will be hurt the most when prices soar because supply chains are interrupted. In contrast to the parable Jesus tells, often people become so beaten down that they fail to persist. Just living takes all the energy they have. There's nothing left to raise a fist in protest. And the injustices in our world remain. I believe gospel writer Luke intends for us to see in this parable the need to raise a fist against the injustices of the world. The Greek verb Luke uses when the judge says, "I'll grant the widow justice so she won't come and attack me," is a verb that means to strike a blow. It's often applied to boxing matches. We may giggle at the image of the widow giving a black eye to the judge, but Luke actually meant for us to hear it that way. The judge who doesn't care what God thinks or what the people thinks, but in fact cares about whether he suffers the pain and public humiliation of getting a black eye from a widow. Often when interpreting parables, preachers suggest they reveal the kingdom of God. Hence, you might hear that we are like the widow and God like the judge. And Jesus' words mean we need to persist in asking God for answers to our prayers. I perceive a large flaw in that analogy. God is not an unjust judge, nor should we have to hammer the doors of heaven in order for our prayers to be heard. In fact, we are taught, and scripture proclaims the opposite, that God hears every prayer, receives every cry. Great harm has been done when well-intentioned persons have suggested petitioners didn't pray hard enough or didn't have enough faith when their prayers went unanswered. The psalm for this morning assures us that God who watches over Israel never slumbers, never sleeps, watches over us always, keeps us from harm all of our days. Our God stands in perfect and holy and stark contrast to the unjust judge of the parable. Do we? The prophet Micah believed we should. We should stand with God against the injustices of the world, against, for example, the corruption in politics seen in Puerto Rico. Micah lived around the same time as Isaiah, in the years after King David and King Solomon. Micah and Isaiah were both in the southern kingdom of Judah. Micah watched the kingdom of Israel fall to the Assyrians. And then his words laid out God's case against the people. How many offerings and sacrifices does it take to settle our debts? What percentage of our earnings will be enough? The dedication of our firstborn? No, says the prophet. There is no heavenly scorecard on which we store up gold stars to balance out our mistakes. What God asks of us is for our hearts to be compassionate, our hands to be merciful, our resources to be shared abundantly with those in need, not in order to bank credits, but in order to carry out God's mission in the world, a mission of justice and mercy for all people. When Jesus brackets this story about a judge and a widow with words about prayer and persistence and faith, I believe the persistent prayer he calls us to is the same humble walk with God that Micah speaks of. I believe it is a prayer life that is less about pouring out our needs as if we were putting coins into some heavenly slot machine. Enough prayers and we're going to get something back, right? No, prayer is conversation. It flows in both directions. We speak, but we also listen. We pour out our hearts and empty ourselves. We receive God's direction for our lives, direction that helps us to see where injustice is happening, direction that helps us find the courage to do what is right, direction that moves us to act with compassion. I believe these are the marks of faith that Jesus says the Son of Man comes seeking. Not only persistence in prayer that grows the relationship with God, but also the actions that flow naturally out of that relationship. No, God is not represented by the judge in our little parable. It has been suggested. God is more like the widow, persisting always in the fight for justice for the poor, the marginalized, and the oppressed of our world. When we hear this parable, do we see ourselves in it? Do we identify with the widow, pointing to the brokenness of systems and society, refusing to back down, persisting in the fight for justice? Do we imagine ourselves observers of this scene, not participants? Do we feel sympathetic but powerless? Can we be honest enough with ourselves to admit there are times when we have acted like the judge, refusing to hear, refusing to see, only moving when our public image is at stake? Walk humbly, said the prophet. Pray persistently, said Jesus. Just a few verses before today's gospel reading in Luke chapter 17, the Pharisees asked Jesus when the kingdom of God would come. He replied, it's not something that can be observed, because the kingdom of God is already in your midst. It is in our midst, not when judges ignore petitioners, but when justice and mercy are shown to all God's children. That's what we pray to do, to seek God's kingdom justice and to love God's kingdom mercy, all because we first walk humbly with our God. Amen.